Welcome to the Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 183. iPad OS 16 takes the versatility of iPad even further with powerful new productivity and collaboration features. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can enable you to work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. In this episode, we will discuss iPad OS 16 and how it will take the versatility of iPad even further with powerful new productivity and collaboration features. Features such as an entirely new multitasking experience with Stage Manager and full external display support, new ways to collaborate via messages, big updates to Mail and Safari, iCloud Shared Photo Library, new features including Reference Mode and Display Zoom, and more. So let's not waste any time and go to the show. Apple previewed iPad OS 16 at the Worldwide Developer Conference earlier this month, and now a select audience of developers have had the opportunity to preview it. It will come as a public beta in July and as an upgrade earlier this fall. These new software features will be available this fall as a free upgrade for iPad 5th generation and later, iPad mini 5th generation and later, iPad Air 3rd generation and later, and all iPad Pro models. iPad OS 16 is a major update that makes the iPad experience even more versatile. Taking advantage of the power of the M1 chip, Stage Manager brings a new way to multitask with multiple overlapping windows and full external display support. Collaboration is easier than ever with new ways to start working with others in apps across the system using messages, and the new Freeform app provides a flexible canvas to brainstorm on together. New tools in Mail help users to be more productive. Safari adds shared tab groups to browse the web with others, and the browsing experience gets even more secure with passkeys. The new weather app takes full advantage of the stunning iPad display, and live text now interacts with text and video. New Pro features, including reference mode and display zoom, make iPad an even more powerful mobile studio. Combined with the power of Apple Silicon, iPad OS 16 makes it faster and easier to get more done on iPad. Apple's Senior Vice President of Software Engineering, Craig Federighi, said, quote, "iPad is our most versatile device, and we're excited to take what it can do even further with iPad OS 16. With Stage Manager, which takes multitasking on iPad to a whole new level, plus new ways to share and collaborate via Messages, Safari, and the new Freeform app, and new Pro features like Reference Mode and Display Zoom, users can get even more done on iPad," he finished. Let us now delve deeper into these features. There are new ways to share and connect in Messages. New features in Messages makes it easy to start collaborating and manage shared content across Files, Keynote, Numbers, Pages, Notes, Reminders, and Safari, as well as third-party apps. When users send an invitation to collaborate via Messages, everyone on the thread is automatically added to the document, spreadsheet, or project. When someone makes a change to a shared file, everyone can see updates right at the top of the Messages thread. And when a user is working on a collaborative project, they can easily jump into the associated Messages conversation or just tap to start a FaceTime call with their collaborators. iPad OS 16 makes everyday messaging even better. Users can now edit or recall recently sent messages, recover recently deleted messages, and mark conversations as unread so they can come back to them later. Additionally, users can now begin a share play session via Messages so they can choose a shared activity like a movie, TV show, workout, or game and enjoy it together in sync while chatting via Messages. Next is a real-time collaboration space using Freeform. Freeform A powerful new collaboration app with a flexible canvas gives users the ability to see, share, and collaborate all in one place without worrying about layouts and page sizes, and with full support for Apple Pencil. Users can view contributions from others as they add content or make edits, all while enjoying a real-time collaboration space. Coming to iPadOS 16 later this year, Freeform allows collaborators to start a session from FaceTime and see the updates from others right in the messages thread. Moving on, Mail introduces new smart tools. Being more productive is easier than ever with new tools introduced in Mail. Users are given a moment to cancel delivery of a message before it reaches a recipient's inbox. Schedule emails to be sent at the perfect moment, and move sent emails to the top of their inbox to quickly send a follow-up. Messages can also be resurfaced at any date and time with remind later, and users can get notified if they forget to include an important part of the message, like an attachment or recipient. Additionally, an all-new search experience delivers more complete and accurate results by correcting typos and using synonyms for the search terms, and allows users to see a richer view of contacts, shared content, and more. Our next feature allows you to relive memories with the new iCloud Shared Photo Library. iCloud Shared Photo Library is the easiest way to share photos seamlessly and automatically among up to 6 family members, so everyone can collaborate and enjoy the collection in Memories, Featured Photos, and the Photos widget. Users can share all their past photos or use setup tools to contribute specific photos based on a start date or people in photos. Photos can be added to the collection manually or through Bluetooth proximity by sharing suggestions in FreeU. When anyone in the shared library adds, edits, or deletes photos, the library is updated for everyone. I've put screenshot of these features along with others on our webpage at macminutes.blubrry.net. There's now new collaboration and security features coming to Safari. Safari gets big updates, making it even more collaborative, customizable, and secure. Shared tab groups allows users to collaborate on a set of tabs with friends and see updates instantly while they work together, share tabs and bookmarks, and start a conversation right from Safari. Tab groups gets dedicated start pages and can be customized with a background image, bookmarks, and unique sections everyone can see and edit. Browsing in Safari is even more secure with passkeys, an easier and safer sign-in method designed to replace passwords on the webs and in apps. Passkeys are kept on iPad and are specific to the sites users create them for. And since passkeys are unique digital keys that stay on device and are never stored on a web server, hackers can't leak them or trick users into sharing them. Users can sign into website or apps on Apple and non-Apple devices with their saved passkey by scanning the QR code with iPad and using Face ID or Touch ID to authenticate. Next up is the feature I will likely use the most, the weather app comes to iPad. Designed to take full advantage of the stunning display, weather comes to iPad with beautiful animations. With just a tap, users can see the most important weather information or explore maps to check precipitation, air quality, and temperature. Users can also be notified when a severe weather alert is issued in their area or check the air quality using a color-coded scale. Next is Live Text and Visual Lookup will get powerful updates. Using on-device intelligence, Live Text recognizes text and images across the system, and the feature now comes to video, making text completely interactive in paused video frames. With a single tap on a video, users can quickly translate languages or convert currencies, and Visual Lookup now allows users to lift a subject from an image or isolate a subject by removing the background with just a tap, and expands its recognition capabilities to birds, insects, statues, and more. Moving on to the Siri features, Siri is going to improve with new features like adding the ability to automatically run shortcuts from apps with no setup required. Users can now insert emoji when sending messages with Siri and can skip the confirmation step when sending messages by enabling the feature in settings. Siri can now process more types of requests offline without an internet connection, and users can now hang up completely hands-free by simply saying, "Hey, S-Lady, hang up." Moving on to the Home app. The Home app gets an all-new design that makes it easier to navigate, organize, view, and control smart home accessories at a glance, as well as Matter support, a new smart home connectivity standard that allows compatible accessories to work together seamlessly across different platforms and provides more choice and interoperability, and all while maintaining the highest level of security. Up next is the features in Apple News. Apple News will be introducing My Sports, allowing users to follow their favorite teams, leagues, and athletes and see curated and personalized stories from hundreds of their best local, national, and international sports publications, all in one app. Next up is the features in Notes. Notes, which will allow users to create neater handwritten notes with the ability to automatically straighten the handwriting, use their iCloud password to lock personal notes, add screenshots to QuickNote, and take organization even further with powerful smart folders and filtering capabilities. Another new feature is Handoff in FaceTime. Handoff in FaceTime is improving, allowing users to start a FaceTime call on one of their Apple devices and seamlessly hand it off to another Apple device nearby. When switching to a different device, the connected Bluetooth headset transitions simultaneously so users don't miss any of their conversation. And later this year, Game Center will introduce a redesigned dashboard that allows users to see which games friends are playing, as well as their achievements and high scores across games in one place. And with SharePlay integration, a player will be able to start playing multiplayer games with friends automatically on a FaceTime call. Those are most of the features in iPadOS 16. If you have a question about any of these features, please reach out to me at mail.macminutes@gmail.com or through the Mac Minutes webpage at macminutespodcast.com. We will be covering some of these more in depth in the coming weeks. Mac Minutes posts news and events with real-time updates on the Mac Minutes Facebook group, which is available for listeners to join. We are active on social media, including Twitter and Facebook. Please follow us at Mac Minutes Podcast if you use these services. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes for today. Thank you for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, Overcast, Chartable, Google Podcasts, Podchaser, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. Take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you again next week on the Mac Minutes Podcast. Be safe, be nice, and stay well. Have a great week ahead, and thank you again for listening to the Mac Minutes Podcast.